Women, gals, ladies, from across the continent of Africa, gathered in one piece of music to make a statement. To remind every African woman and lady out there of how strong they are. To let them know that even though the society may have put them in a position that makes them feel less of themselves or relegated of some sort, that doesn't take the strength that you have from you. You're still strong and you're still who you are. Lagos, Nigeria, is 8 minutes past the hour of 10, and welcome you to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos.
That's right, Lagos. Good morning to you. And, you know, hearing Colin say all that, I'm like, it's beautiful. It's interesting. It's I don't know, it's amazing to hear when men acknowledge that women are strong. It's not something you hear every day. It's not something you hear on a daily basis. It's not something that naturally or normally comes to you where you see a man who is celebrating a woman for how strong she is.
Yeah.
And coming from a man, trust me, is commendable. So thank you.
Thank you.
For celebrating us.
For thanking me.
Today's International Women's Day. And some part of me is excited and some part of me isn't.
Okay.
Yes, I'm having a lot of mixed feelings.
On this matter.
Today, we're choosing to challenge. And we're choosing to challenge stereotypes that affect women. That's what we're talking about today on the show anyway. I mean, exactly, on Family Talk. I mean, it's something that a lot of people have been talking about. We're going to be hearing a lot of challenges, choose to challenge this, especially stereotypes on different radio stations this morning. Trust me. I'm feeling a certain way because we have been talking about these challenges that are limiting women from, you know,
living to their full potential.
Living to their full potential. We still have these challenges. And I don't know if it is reducing or we are having more of it. I don't know if the narrative is still changing.
Are women still relegated in the background? Are women
still? Absolutely. We still have a lot of women who are relegated. And I want us to, today we're going to be talking from the home, because trust me, it starts from the home, it starts from the family.
Yeah.
Our men out there, how well are you supporting your woman?
Oh.
How well are you celebrating her?
That's right.
Are you relegating her? How well are you blowing her trumpet? How well have you spotted how talented she is? And, you know, helping her to become. Because, yeah, you're there. I mean, a lot of people go with you're the head of the family. But have you given your wife the opportunity to lead?
Who really is the head of the family, really?
I mean, people will come at you if you are asking that question.
All right. See, I like the fact that I appreciate the fact that you appreciated me for mentioning that women are strong.
Yeah.
But I don't think you need to even appreciate me, because it's a statement of fact. Women are stronger.
But how many men have come to that realization, accepted the fact that, yes, women are strong, and I need to let them know that they are strong?
Yes, men know the facts. Let me tell you one thing. One thing about the truth is that it's always known by many. But what happens is people ignore the truth or act, you know, the opposite of what the truth says.
That's right.
We know that men cannot survive on this earth without women. And a man, you know that common saying that behind every successful man, there is an equally strong woman. That statement, some people will get to translate it to mean different things. So some would say it means, you know, the woman is always behind. I mean, that's very in the shallow way to look at it. But the meaning of that is that you cannot, for every successful and every strong, every impactful, every great man you see, there is a woman somewhere behind. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be whether the wife or, you know, girlfriend, they must have a relationship. There's got to be a woman somewhere. And that's why, you know, it's important for as many men as possible to accept this fact.
Yeah. Do you know that? Do you know their homes, their families right now that the man, in quotes, does everything. The man has refused to allow the woman lead in the areas where she is, in quote also, smarter than. Mm-hmm. How many men can sit back or take the back seat and say, my wife is better than me in this aspect. Yeah. Let me leave her to do
lead,
it.
Uh-huh.
Let me leave her to lead. Let me just, you know, give her the opportunity. But you say, no, I'm the man. I'm going to do it. I will do it. And you don't know what you're trying to do or what you're saying to her is, you don't have the potential to. You cannot lead. What you're doing in the long run is you're dampening her self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And this is the same woman that will come out from the home into the society. Now, if you haven't exactly made her feel good, if you have not trusted her well enough to lead, how do you expect her to trust herself well enough to lead in the society?
That's right. So people come out from broken homes. When I say broken homes, we're not talking about, say, husband and wife are not agreeing. They might be living in a house, but it's broken because they are not allowed to lead to their full potential. First of all, they make you feel like, as a woman, your job is to be at home. And I know I've had to, I had to pick up a fight with you a number of times at home, telling you I didn't marry a housewife. I remember I said that a couple of times. I didn't marry a housewife. I know that you love, you want things to happen at home, but, you know, there's someone there to help. And that person is there so that you two can, you know, face your own. You have a life, you have a career.
That's right.
You have contributions to do to give in our society.
Yeah.
I cannot reduce you to a housewife because society says, no, it should be the one. There are days I wake up in the morning and I feel that it's my job to take up, you know, bathing a boy, taking up cleaning the house or taking. I do that not because I'm less a man, but because I understand that, you know, I have a role as a man in every woman's life. Every woman in my life, I have a role as a man.
Yeah.
And my wife is one of them. Mm-hmm. My sister, every woman that I know, I have a role to play in their lives to have the best out of them. And that's the message I'll try to push from my side today on this topic.
That's right. I mean, when we got married, right? I had this mentality, and I think that it's something a lot of girls, women, probably face in the early or are facing, currently facing their marriages or in their family. I had this mentality that, which I think is not a bad thing, right? I want to be perfect. I want to meet up. I want to be able to care for my family. You know, I want to be able to do the cleaning, the cooking, and be all perfect. You know, be that woman that the man can say, "Oh, my woman, she's very, you know, very industrious."
Your wife would be validated.
Oh yeah, you got it. So that my wifehood will be validated by not just my husband, but, you know, by people who are seeing it. Exactly. So that was the mentality I had. And I wanted to just do everything. I wanted to, didn't know that I was burning myself out. And then one day, Collins just told me, he said, "I did not marry you to become housewife. I don't want to be part of those men that will come out and say, I love my wife because she cleans, she cooks." He said, "I'll feel ashamed of myself. I want to be the man that will come out and say, yes, that's my woman in that panel. She's speaking at so place.
Yeah.
That's my woman here on television. Yeah, she's talking." You know, it's I don't know. I think that that's also something that has limited a lot of women. They feel like and my wifehood or my womanhood has to be validated in the home front.
Yep.
First.
And that's why our focus is on the home front. The things that happen in the house that make a woman less of themselves, make them feel less of themselves. And me specifically, I choose today to challenge every man out there to ensure that they make sure their woman do what they need to do. In fact, I want to challenge you. What do you think your role is in your woman's life? Every man out there, you call today and tell me.
Yeah.
In the woman in your life, what role do you think you have as a man in their life? For them, no, I'm telling you, what role as a man? Because the truth is, women, and I think women have to understand this too.
Okay.
You know, you don't go out there and make it sound like men are against you. Because the moment you do that, you are separating people. Because the truth is, if women are going to achieve anything just like men, they would need men to help them.
You just made a very...
A man has a role to play to ensure that women, especially in our society,
you made a very,
with so many stereotypes.
A very valid point.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Sandra Ezekwesili. The Glasgow conference yesterday was amazing. It was mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
Now, something that stood out for me from, you know, majority of the women that spoke, they kept saying that they had men behind them.
That's right.
Right? They had men behind them. So it is just, I mean, I'm trying to validate what you just said. I'm trying to, like, we can't say we're doing this on our own, right? We have men in our lives, either as brothers, either as uncles, either as fathers, either as husbands. So what are your roles to making sure that the woman in your life, her voice is being heard? The woman in your life, she has her potential speaking, her light beaming, shining. What is that role that you are playing as the man? Not because we can't attack you today, man. No, before you say, we're attacking you.
No, no, I'm even the one asking that question. In fact, I'm going to sit on that matter. Because the truth is, I grew up feeling that women, their role is in the kitchen. I grew up, you know, I was made to know. I saw my mom doing pretty much everything.
That's right.
Everything. Like, and there was nothing wrong. I mean, the society did not see anything wrong with that. I would have to tell my mom, you can't carry this now. What of, you know, the man? I would have to carry it. You say, don't worry. If I don't do it, who will? No. Who will, as in how? What are the men there to go play soccer? How many superstars from soccer have we produced? Or what is the role? I grew up, I got the idea of, in fact, our role was just to do the hard work, physical. But right now, our society has changed.
That's right.
In fact, the most influential in our society is not the... There's no way in the world that the strongest man of the world in that country is the most influential person. And what is your strength? How? What role?
Your physical strength, right?
Physical strength I'm talking about.
All right.
How has that helped in any way to change any situation in your country or in your society? I mean, how has it helped? Except for, I mean, that's just generally. So we need to get you into this conversation in the home.
Yeah.
What are those roles that the men have to play to ensure that the women lead to their full potential?
That's
What's the role of a man in ensuring that the woman's voice is heard?
That's right.
That's one of the questions we're asking you today.
I like that this angle, we're not just coming off and saying women, how do we make our voice heard? But we have come to realize that we can't, we have both genders, right? There's a man, there's a woman. And for us to live together, for us to live equally, we both have roles to play.
That's right.
It's not just, it cannot only come from the woman, right? There's also the man. So what role is the man also playing?
That's right.
To help that this women live up to their potential. I think this is a very beautiful angle that we're looking at from today. So, hey guys, I'd love for you to tell us, what is your role as a husband, as a father, as a brother, as an uncle in the life of the women around you? Be it your mom, be it your sister, be it your wife, be it whoever, as long as she's a woman, she's a female, what role do you have or have you been playing in her life to make sure that she lives up to her potential?
Great. And to understand and answer that question, you might want to ask yourself the question, what role do you think that women play in our society? So because if you don't understand the role of a woman in the society, you can't even play your own role in their lives, all right? These questions, they are not common. We have to answer it and we have to go. I know there are a lot of people who are still stereotyped, and today we are challenging some stereotypes.
Challenging those stereotypes.
You know, do things like...
Sorry, not sorry.
Do things like a man... Wait, I want to ask a very strong one. Do things like a woman must answer the husband's the way to get married. Is it time for us to challenge? Because maybe that alone is also playing a role.
But I love your name.
No, I know, but I'm not saying there's anything wrong. Must it be what should be, or should it be something that both of you would agree? You know, I want my name to be there, or must it be law? No, you have taken the name as a name, because that also plays a role.
It's a law. It's a law, actually. Once he's married, if you're married to her, you have to change your name.
Including stereotype and law. We call it, there are laws that are not, that's just an example.
If I say I don't want to bear your name anymore.
Is it my mommy that gave birth to
you? We're legally married.
Yes.
You don't want to...
If you don't bear my name, It's not my name. No, it's true now.
Okay.
No, it sounds like Collis is stupid.
Collis is like
what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think I'm not playing down of the importance of that.
Okay.
Because there's also prestige, there's pride, you know, yeah. My husband's name, and you add that to that. But we have now turned it to become some kind of right. It has also given men some kind of
lordship.
That's why my name is mine, you know.
Mine.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I paid her right price.
That is why I even insisted on this show, because I do things deliberately, not because, you know, for anybody. I just do the things that I know is right and good for us.
Okay.
I insisted that. You know, normally you'd have said you're Andrea, take care. I say, no, your name,
name
has to be there.
Oduobi.
You have to mention it. In fact, that's what I want to push more, okay. Because that's what you'll be identified by.
Mm.
All right? Yes, I can make that decision.
Yeah.
Because I look at that like, okay, I think you should have the choice to choose whatever fits you. Not because you're married. And I think these things have a way of psychologically putting a man ahead somehow, or making a man feel... that they are the Lord. I'm not challenging your position.
Mm-hmm.
We're just asking the question, what role as a man are you playing in your home, in your family, to ensure that the women in your life lead to their full potential, contribute to the society, become the leaf, I mean, follow their career.
Yeah.
There's some women at home right now because they're married. Their career is dead and gone.
Hmm.
I mean, the husband is just like, you know, we have to take care of the kids. Who will take care of the kids? You go.
And since I'm the man, I'm supposed to provide. Wait now. The next thing that comes after that is, you know, I'm the man. I'm the head. I'm supposed to be the one to provide. So you, since you're the woman, stay at home and nurture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stay at home and take care of the women and the children, and you'll be fine. I'm going to provide for you. Just, you know, stay.
Mm. Well, that's the question we're asking. We'd have the numbers. We hear that our regular magic number is not available. But we do have other numbers that you can call. We'll go on a break and come back with a family talk to start taking your calls. The numbers, I'll mention them now quickly. 01277-0993, 01277-1993, 2993, and 3993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190.
That's right. We're going on a short break at the moment. To stay with us.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, do you agree with us that women, the voice of women, needs to be amplified more in our society? Mm. Let's not assume. Some men feel that women already are on is too much. Not just men. Let me not make it a man-woman thing, because it's a societal problem that women are faced with, and that would also affect us as a people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the nation is the way it is. Because women are silent somehow, even in the political space and everywhere.
Yeah.
We're taking it back to the home. We're asking you, do you agree, do we all agree that the voice of women needs to be amplified more? And then we're also asking questions. Are they stereotypes?
That should be challenged. Obviously, there are a lot of them that should be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them that should be challenged. I want to go on and on and on with that. But yeah, you and I both know that there are series of stereotypes that limit women to thinking that they are not enough, to thinking that their voices shouldn't be heard, to thinking
they should
that
be at the background.
They're going to cook,
my friend.
They only should be left, you know, pushing the men. They should be left in the background.
Mm-hmm.
They should be the ones behind the men, just like you said the other time. Behind every strong man, there's a woman. No doubt. I mean, there are women who that's their call. That's what they are gifted with. In fact, every woman has have got that gift, you know, to nurture, to nurse, right?
Yeah.
But we shouldn't forget or take out the fact that we also have women who have the potential to lead in the forefront.
Yeah. So who are those men behind the women? Because I said behind every successful man is a woman, Abi.
There's got to be. Every strong woman, successful woman, the likes of Ngozi
Okonjo-Iweala,
she has a husband who's been pushing her. I mean, who's been supporting her.
Who doesn't necessarily want to be in the forefront.
Forefront, right.
It's not all the time, the man. Sometimes you push the woman. And that's why our next question is, in helping women, what role should men play as fathers, as brothers, as uncles, as friends? What role as a man are you playing?
And I'm going to ask this one.
Uh-huh.
How many men can allow their wives become leaders.
Aha.
Can you take it?
Okay. For those who have allowed their men, their wives to become leaders, mm-hmm. what was the experience, you? Because some women, men are scared to allow their wives or their partners who are mm-hmm. women to become leaders because of, you know, they believe that they're going to take over. If you give a man just a small thing, you will not have a say in the household. Which say do you want to have? Please, which say? Tell me the say you want to have.
I remember when Kamala Harris, you know, story came about and what's his name now, was saying he needs a woman to Kamala Harris him. Now, you see how many, we see everybody celebrating her, like, a great woman, she's behind, being the vice president or what have you. Mm-hmm. Now, how many men can actually see their women through to them becoming presidents? Can you become the first man?
The first man, you know, president's unavailable, absent, you'll be doing projects.
You know.
Commission projects, talk to women, talk to children, talk to father. Yes! What is wrong? You know, it's, you have pet projects as a man.
God.
If there is nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
but our African society has made us feel, mm-hmm. and that has not pushed us anywhere. Where are we in the scheme of things, really, at the end of the day?
Right.
Shouting this African way.
Right.
So, guys, it's not a nice, you know, a topic where you come and all of us laughing, but at the end of the day, let's have fun having this conversation.
And it's family talk as well.
Absolutely.
What's up, Lagos? So feel free to call us up and join the conversation this morning.
Absolutely. Let's start with the first call. I think it's a lady. Hello. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. I think we should mention the numbers one more time.
Okay, 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. And if you're a woman, do call 01-465-7190.
That's right. Let's start with the first. I hope it's a woman.
Yes, it's a woman.
Yes.
What's up?
What's
welcome.
Up, Chester Life? And happy International Women's Day to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, same to you, Mrs. Tekka.
Yeah.
Mr. Tekka, God bless you for everything you've been saying this morning. This is your type we need, though.
I didn't tell you.
We need your type.
You see why they lounge?
Anyway, the cost of matter, you see. Yep.
Mm.
To me, this thing starts from the home.
Okay.
When I say the home,
mm-hmm.
how do girls view themselves as the woman they want to be when they see the women around them? I don't know if you understand. Like when they see
our mothers,
when they see their aunts, the women around them, like their teachers. And what are the men doing? You as a man, as a father, as a brother, what are you doing to let your daughter or your sister or the woman in your life know her what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this as the beginning, though.
Yeah.
Because majority of us that are quite matured now, you know, we're women of our own, we have that problem of, I don't know how far I'm going to be able to go if I express myself too much.
Yeah.
You know, if you girls band.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or people with this have to raise shoulder.
Oh, you're too proud.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm too proud. So you see most women downplaying their real potential.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. That's
even
right.
Even in offices, even in businesses, the they're like,
let me not go there. Mm-hmm.
Some ladies have the capacity to buy a car for themselves to make their business grow.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about just the fact that, I've gotten to that stage.
Yeah.
But they were like, let me keep doing it. So I do look as if it has blown. I'm not married yet now.
Mm.
You know, you hear this, like, that thing, it scatter my brain.
Mm.
I'm not married yet now. Man, would they fear me?
Uh-huh.
It is a spineless man that will be scared of a woman that is hardworking and is making her own money.
That's right.
Sorry for using that language on air.
I mean,
you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They start from there. Oh. Why do women view themselves? Why growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Go and check it.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they now get into that relationship or that marriage, that person they are with, what is the silent voice the person is putting in their head?
Mm-hmm.
Women, we are very, very controlled by our emotions. It's natural.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So when you have someone that is always, you know, directly or indirectly making it look like fall back, fall back, fall back, you will always be like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My best, Mr. and Mrs.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. She made a lot of sense. I mean,
the last point.
Yeah.
Very, very valid.
Exactly.
Because some men, it's body language. They get to let the woman feel like you are not supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, she's coming up, babes, I actually wanted to do this. And do you know, this can be big. And then the man is like, you want to do this? Already telling you the challenge. Do you know what it takes?
Mm.
Even some men. Mm. Statement like, even some men.
Cannot
even some
it.
Men. Even some men what? Even some men what? As Nigeria is now. Now, let's even go out of the society, all right? How many... Let's look at Africa generally. Have we ever had an African president that's a female? Maybe in Liberia, right? Or Sierra Leone? I can't remember, guys. Collins, go back to the books. But bottom line, let's use Nigeria. Let me be safe. How many female presidents have we ever had? Oh, yeah. What was the result? What was the result now? Where are we in the state of things? So going back to that matter, you do not... As a man, what your role? Your role is to bring out the best in your woman
or
the women around you. That's the only way we can fix this problem.
There's something she mentioned that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
If you are an old listener on Andrea Info, I used to have a program, Andrea and the Girls, where we talk about topical issues that affect girls, basically girls, because I am very passionate about girls because I believe these girls will become women very soon. And so I catch them when they're young.
Mm.
I talk to them as they're young, help them discover themselves, help them build their self-esteem. I counsel these girls. Actually, that's where it starts from.
Uh-huh.
If you don't give them the right mindset when they're young, trust me, no matter, it would take a lot, it would. Mm. They will get to a point where they can, you know, become. But you see, it would take them a longer time to come into that full sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start it as girls.
That's absolutely
them.
Correct.
Now, I'm still going back to the role that the father has to play, the role that the brother, the sister, whoever you are as a man, around this girl, give her, I mean...
That sense of...
she can do it. Yeah, she can do it.
Yeah.
She can do it. Whatever it is, you can become.
All right.
You have the potential to become what it is that you want to become.
That's right. Let's get back to the calls. We're live on Facebook too. For those who like to comment on Facebook, drop your comments or read your comments on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're on Facebook and on YouTube. So if you're not following us on YouTube, like, subscribe. You know, join the tribe in her words. And you can comment on this matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the questions, again, let's not move away from the questions, because sometimes when we comment on some of the contributions, you know, you get to... The one is, what types of stereotypes should be challenged as far as that affect women in our homes specifically?
Yeah.
Our homes. Some time ago, we talked about gender roles, and you heard that. You heard a lot of comments how people were saying that, oh, there should not be any assigned gender roles or whatever. Everyone should do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How it works for me is once... Sometimes I defumble as a man. Let me not go and talk to one. But once he picks up one of the things to do, I look out for the number two. What's left? Sometimes I have to ask her, and she used to tell me, why are you asking me? I'll be angry. What do you mean? I want to help. She's telling me, and you're not helping me. You're doing your own role. If you do not do it, at the end of the day, I'll be worn out, and you get the best of me.
That's right.
So that's just what it is. It's your own undoing not to support your woman. Your own undoing not to support. In fact, it's our own societal undoing not to support ourselves. So let's get back to the calls, right?
That's right.
And then the messages too.
Hello. Okay, well, they call us back. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, so.
Chest to life.
Yes, chest to life.
Who do we have?
Adigoki.
Okay. Adigoks. Yes. Let's talk.
You, first of all, do you know that the Bible says a man shall leave his family, father and mother, leave to his wife?
Mm-hmm.
So many people interpret it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
To me, means that the man leaves and goes to meet the woman. So the man is supposed to bear the name of the woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah. So he's the one leaving his parents and going to the woman to live with her.
So you don't have a problem. That's what you're saying, that you don't have a problem if your wife decides that she does not want to bear your name, even though she's married to you legally. You would. She wants to, you know, still bear her father's name.
I don't see any flaws in that.
All right.
That might be, you know, that should be a debate. If she wants to bear her name, she should bear her name. You know, this whole thing is just tied to tradition. Mm-hmm. We just follow what people have said in the past. Then mm-hmm. we begin to practice it. It becomes part of us. We take it as tradition. Mm-hmm. You get? Mm-hmm. So, somebody somewhere made that tradition.
Yeah.
And everybody started copying it. So why don't we make our own tradition now?
All right. So we can challenge that.
That culture.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So basically, for me, I'm the second child in my family, the man, the first son, and I have an elder sister. Mm-hmm. And I give her all the respect. She has been, even when my dad died when we were young, she has been the main provider mm-hmm. and the person holding the family.
Mm.
So even till now, even as I'm the first son, I may just come and claim, I'm the first son, I can, you know? but I still give her that respect that she's the first daughter. You get?
Yeah.
So we must respect the women in our lives.
All right. So part of the roles the man should play to help women is to show respect. Respect the women in our lives. All right.
Yes.
Fantastic.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I know a lot of men that would disagree to that. How would I respect this woman?
They will not call.
How? You said they will call.
They will call.
Why should I respect her?
But feel free to call and talk to us.
All right. Hello.
If you do have. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How
good morning.
This morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, it's not Mother's Day just yet. It's the International Day for Women. Yeah, mm-hmm. International Women's Day.
Yeah. Happy Sosito Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, Carlis.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel?
How are you feeling this morning? How are you feeling this morning?
I feel good. I feel a woman. I feel good. I feel good this morning.
That's right. That's what I want to hear. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good to know. Thank you so much for calling. So the questions we're asking this morning, for those who are just joining us on our family talk, we are finding out from you what stereotypes that have to be challenged, especially regarding women, as they affect women, about women in our homes, in our society.
That's right. And we're also asking men, what role do you play?
Yes, what role do you play
in
helping women achieve their full potential? Because the old talk is about women have to be, men call. They say behind a successful man, there's a woman. So who is behind a successful woman? Mm. There's got to be a man. So what role are
another
you playing?
Another women.
Another women, right? Victor on Facebook says, what's up, Lagos? Any man who does not support his wife in any dimension is not man enough. And that's all I can say. Thank you, Victor B, for that. And Stainless Noble says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Teke and Andrea.
Good morning.
Keep the good work.
Thank
Gracias.
You.
Gracias. Find us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on YouTube, there are some messages. I can see Kenny Kpokpola saying, I love it. Colin Stecker, he says he's now woke. If I give him a slap. Yeah. You know, I don't mean to insult you. Who's your mate?
You're woke, no?
Okay.
Okay, and this is Xander Alexander says, I really enjoy listening to you both. That's what family and relationships should be. And then Kenny Kpokpola says, love the new hairstyle, Andrea. Looking beautiful. Thank you.
Is that our topic? Anyway, it's good to know. It's... Live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've got the most incredible co-host of mine right here, Andrea Odobi. Take care.
And his Collins. Take care.
Yes, we better say his full name right now. That's because she's my wife. And the only live recouples on radio. And we're talking about women, and we're celebrating women, challenging the stereotype.
That's right.
We're also choosing to ask the question, what role do women play in our society? And what role as a man do you play to ensure that your woman leaves to a full potential?
I'm still asking this very important question. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many men can allow their woman lead?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we dodging that question?
Uh-huh.
Why's nobody saying anything about that question? I want to hear from you.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Collins. Good morning, Andrella.
Good morning.
Andrea, not Andrella. Oh, please don't re-Christian me, please.
Sorry, this is your name, It is my tongue, no be small.
It's okay, you can call.
Good morning, everyone in the studio.
Thank you.
They said they celebrate Women's Day. I'm asking, what are they celebrating? Is it that, are they playing the role of leadership in our society?
Because
we have a lot of women out there. And some they found themselves in the society, in some organization working on the... I don't know maybe if that is the roles that they are trying to celebrate today. But as a man, I think for every woman, it's not a bad thing for her not to have a responsibility. But what matters is, where is your responsibility placed as a woman? Your roles.
Okay.
That is one thing a woman must understand. And as a man also, where is your role placed as a man, as a responsibility placed? So, and in these two aspects, one thing is sure. For every woman who is created right from the beginning, it is written that a man is the head of the family.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, a woman is just a support to the man. And the woman is under the man.
Mm-hmm.
And the man is the head.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of all is God.
Mm-hmm.
So in all these aspects, and there's nothing wrong if a woman, maybe if the man is not working and a woman has a job doing, there's nothing wrong for a woman not to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
But one aspect is this, a woman shouldn't leave a responsibility, which is home, the children.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the most important things. A woman must not leave that home responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, she wants to double her responsibility. That is also is good for her, and that will be a concern between her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, but there is one important rule that every man has a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
A man must cater for the home. It's a responsibility for a man.
Okay.
So a man must not put away woman. That must not deny such a woman his responsibility. That's one of the important.
What is that responsibility that the man has? Is it just to provide for her?
Yes, like you said.
Just to provide for her. Nothing else.
Yes, it's to provide for the family.
All right.
Provide all their needs.
Okay. Thank you so much. These are the kind of men that we are
talking to today. but we'll get back to that.
Woman feel like she's nothing else
than a housewife.
Just you to provide for her. There's nothing more to her. Just you providing for her.
You say it's written. Written where, sir?
In the Bible. I mean, a lot of people will quote the Bible today.
Not everyone is a Christian.
A lot of people will quote the Bible or quote scriptures today.
All right, we'll go back and we'll talk on that. That's where to pick it up from after the news, because we need to take a break now.
one goes out to all my women, you know, my strong women. So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman. The gift of life astounds me to this day. I give it up for the woman. She's the constant wind that fills my sail. Oh, that woman. With a smile and a star, she'll protect you like a child. That's a woman. Of a woman, strength of a woman. Woke up this morning, I got up with a sense of a woman. Just picture if you would what life would be. Ain't much good without a woman. She can nag and be a constant pain. Oh, that woman. But those hips, she's got me whipped, and it's just too hard to resist. What a woman. Ah, hey, she'll put a smile upon her face and take you to the such an angel when we meet. God bless the ground beneath her feet. She can take you on a high, be a comfort when you cry. But if you look into her eyes, you'll see the strength of a woman. Strength of a woman. She'll put a smile.
All right, Shaggy there, reminding us about the strength of a woman.
Uh-huh. The last caller asked a question. He said, what are women celebrating? Well, I understand that, sir. You know, it's International Women's Day, and it's a day to remind us of the fact that even though a lot has been achieved in the journey of seeing that women play their role in the society, not only are given the opportunity, equal opportunity, as it were, you know, there's a lot more to be done. And that's why this day is a day to create awareness and also bring to the fore issues women face and how we can help women as human beings, women, men, how we can help women to become better. Now, you might want to say, what about who's helping the men? Yes, we agree. Men also have things to face, right? But the truth is, check out how many things women are subjected to as a result of either society or societal beliefs or tradition or even policies. As a matter of policies, so policies are not even women friendly for women. And we're just asking the question today, as a man, what role do you think you have to play in the lives of the women in your lives? What role? And what are the stereotypes as a person you think we need to challenge? That's what we're talking about.
All right, do call us up quickly. We have our phone lines buzzing. Do call us up 012-770-993, 012-771-993, 012-772-993, and 012-773-993. If you're a woman, do call 01465-7190. Hello? Okay, James. Let's see. James from Lekki is calling. Hi, James.
Yeah, hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Collins.
Good morning.
Take
care. Thank you.
You like the prestige, Paul?
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for that. Appreciate it.
Okay. Mm. Okay. I love this subject on Women's Day.
Yeah.
I truly love that women are being honored this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I also support the fact that women are not being represented and marginalized in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact I still would not want to is agree with is the fact that women should take certain roles. Like, originally God has prepared those roles for men. But I'm not saying that a woman cannot size that role.
Okay.
A woman can size the role. Like, in the home, who is the head in the home?
Okay.
God has made the man the head in the home.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that the man is like a god.
Mm-hmm.
No, so the man takes the lead in the home, not because he is better than the woman or is more intelligent than the woman.
Mm-hmm.
The woman subjects, not because she is an inferior person.
Submit, you mean, not subject. Submit, you mean.
Yes, not subject.
Yeah.
Not because she is an inferior person or maybe she doesn't have that leadership quality, but because that's the way God has designed it.
Yeah.
So I will always like this part whereby women acknowledge the role that God has placed a man over them.
That's right.
But it's not that the man is meant to be like a lord over the woman and subject woman to become a slave.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, but still, if a woman has a quality to lead and there is no man to fill up that position and the woman is available, who says the woman cannot lead?
Wait, you said there's no man to fill that position. He also puts questions to it. So there must be the lack of men before women can step up. Is that what you mean? Or let's just be clear.
If I would look at the Bible context, the way the Bible will put it, it's a shame for a
woman. And I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
All right.
That it's a shame for a woman to lead where men are.
Okay.
Hmm. Yes. It's a shame for a woman to lead where men are.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Oh, sorry, that wasn't me, but your time was up already and we had to go for the next call.
I wanted to take this off. I like the part he mentions that, you see, women still have to honor the fact that they're men in their lives and submit and humble themselves to them. That does not mean that they're less. That does not mean that they don't have the capacity or the potential. Now, we're not about that.
Mm.
I know that it's also there. We're not about that. I still go back to the conference yesterday. I remember one of the panelists said something that she had to pay homage or she had to go visit some of the top leaders, some of the men in that area. You know, she had to go and do that to humble herself to them, to say, okay, I'm here, I'm your one of your women, I'm here to you know, lead the people to... you know, meet them at the point of their needs and, you know, what have you. And she made that not because she was less or she felt less, but she had to honor that there are men also around her.
Mm.
We're not taking that fact away. We're saying, what are the roles? That man that she went to pay homage, what is his role in her career? You as a man, what is your role to make sure that this woman, despite I know that she can submit to me, she also has potentials. So what can I do to make sure that she is living up to her potentials?
Benga is on the line. Hello, good morning, Benga.
Good morning, Collins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
This is my first time on Collins.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. As a man, I think every man has a role to play in their wives.
All right.
Or their girlfriend, even if it's a girlfriend or a wife, every man has a role to play in their life. For instance, my wife, she finished her education and she said she don't want to work, that if I can invest for her. I tried all I could to invest. I invested for her. But long run, she had a financial problem. I don't know how she did that. Maybe she was spending the money to the family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me, how can I help her? I said, I don't have much. The little I have, I use it best for you. But the only thing I can do is to, I can take a loan for you, then you'll be paying. So she accepted. So now I'm servicing the loan. How will I put it?
You're using your account, but she's servicing it,
Exactly. And she's paying back. And I'm also supporting her and paying the money. And she's been very good, and I wish I could
do more.
Go have my way to raise more money, because she's the type that if you invest on her, you will never regret it. And she's very honest and humble. She's the best woman.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's
so I pray God to give me money to give her
help her
to do more.
I wouldn't mind if my woman would be a leader. If she wants to be a leader, I'll support her.
Fantastic.
Because she's a very respected woman.
Great.
She's respected. As long as she doesn't disrespect me, I'll support her.
That last point by Gbenga there, it's a major factor that I think we need to pay attention to. We had this conversation yesterday.
At home?
At home, yes. Mm. Which has to do with women understanding that calling for your right and asking for your right doesn't necessarily mean you go rude about it. Men are this, men are that, making men the problem of women. Men, the problem of women is not men. It's society. It's tradition. It's policy.
Culture, religion,
it's a culture. There's so many
stereotypes.
Factors. People have been quoting Bible here. As if everybody's, I beg, the law of our land, is it based on the Bible? I don't have anything against you quoting your religion. But when you now make it the standard, and you speak as if you're not speaking for yourself, you're speaking for everybody, it becomes a problem.
I thought you wanted to mention the fact that he mentioned that his wife is respectful, the wife is humble, she, respects his place.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the angle you wanted to comment from.
That was where I was going to, actually.
Yeah, so, right. I think you're trying to say that women should understand that they also need to humble themselves. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, first of all, they should understand that you need men. Every woman out there, today's Women's Day, right? If you want the change that you desire as a woman, remember that you cannot have that change without men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard fact.
Yes. Or the hard bone to chew.
I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
it's some strong meat. Because a lot of people would say, no, why do I need, why is this happening?
Hello, we have someone on the line. Hello.
What's up, Otto Lagos?
What's up?
Christopher.
Bro.
Welcome.
Andrea, my sister.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you. You remember what I said to you the other day?
Yeah.
you are one of the home builder.
Mm-hmm.
My wife belongs to that group too. Mm-hmm. Prof.
Yes, sir.
I set up a business for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God she was doing fine. Then after some time, I called her. I said, look, due to experience, not tomorrow, when the cabra dye started flowing, if I talk one, you know what I mean by cabra dye, right? When I talk one, you talk ten. He said, no, daddy, why are you saying this? I said, no, I'm just telling you. Because when the cabra dye started flowing, you will grow wings. And she said, no. But I thank God she listened. We were doing fine, prof.
Great.
Weekend, if I don't go to work, or even my vacation, I'll be at the shop. She will go to the markets, about 4 or 5 markets in a day. I will be there, bab the kids when my children were small, right? The key 2 portfolios in my government, my wife had it.
Wow.
Minister of Finance and Minister of Defense.
Wow.
I'm telling you, she was there for me, prof.
Wow.
She was there. That is why I'm still missing her till today.
I know.
She would spend money when I come. I said, okay, let me get, pay the children's school fees if I'm not around. If I come back and say, yeah, well, this student bill, they say, no, daddy, use it for other things that we are doing. She never show it. So that is why I say, Andrea, you belong to the home builder type. You have some women who are home breakout. I'm sorry to say, and that is the truth, though. I know one of them who give their husband hell. So, Collins, you are lucky. I want to thank you once more, Andrea. But those of us, man is a head, the man is a woman in detail. No. No. I beg, we should allow these people for once, please. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You made your point, Christopher. Appreciate you. Bayo is calling from the airport. Hey.
Hi, Bayo. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, la la. Bayo, call back. Appreciate it. So many points have been made.
I thought you wanted to still talk about the... Okay, you said it's a hard bone to chew.
No, it's a hard bone to chew,
that
guys.
A lot of women shouldn't go about... You see...
The last call, I even touched it on it a bit. Mm-hmm. You see, I'll put it straight. Guys, whether you agree or not, the best to get from a man is when you are humble. Now, being humble, people mistake it for being timid or being less of yourself. Yeah. A lot of women, they feel that being humble means, No, being that's humble can be seen. The fear of every man, in most men, may have sampled the opinion of so many men. Mm-hmm. And I've been in that position before. I've had to ask my wife, are you sure you respect me like this when you blow? I've had to say that statement. But that was because I had fears too. Mm-hmm. Like, I had worries. This is me putting my fear out there on national radio, right? Yeah. And I know a lot of men have that fear. Mm-hmm. If this woman, and you hear men say things like, if this woman gets, if she's blown, if she becomes big, that she will not respect me. Mm-hmm. Now, there is already that fear in the hearts of so many men. So it is only smart for the woman, for you to be able to get the best out of men, to show some sense of humility. And that's not to say that you put yourself under.
Are you speaking on behalf of all the men? Is that what the men demand of us for them to support
us? It's one of the things that I have studied from my own little findings.
Okay.
In Africa, on the streets of Lagos, mm-hmm. talking with men over the years,
okay.
I've got to find out that men feel, a lot of men feel insecure.
Yeah.
If they are a woman, they feel that a woman is becoming big, they feel insecure.
And there's nothing wrong.
And there's nothing wrong for you to feel insecure. There's nothing wrong. So let's get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But where the problem is when you now stop the woman from living to her full potential because of the fear of what she becomes.
Yeah.
Now, the role of the woman is for her to also be humble enough to let the man trust you that, your support is not in vain. Your support is not for you to leave me tomorrow and, you know, treat me anyhow. It's for you to support me too. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
What's
Hello,
up,
good morning.
Eunice?
Yeah. My unit, and I'm calling from my borough area.
Okay, go ahead.
Good
let's
to have
talk.
You.
Yeah, let me start by saying that this morning I was looking at a tweet.
Okay.
I think a group of women in Kenya, about 50 of them,
mm-hmm.
they left society, relocated into a remote area
to have their own town, their own village. Yes.
You know, the voice of male presence and all that. And I'm like, I mean, that's the way to go about it.
Yeah.
The way nature has conditioned human beings is for male and female
to live together,
you know, relationship, creation, economic activities, everything.
Yeah.
So it's a fallacy, just like somebody said here, that, you know, to think that men are the problem of women. No, no, you know. Women too have their own issues towards other women, or even not women that, you know, that uphold all these obnoxious traditions, you know, widowhood rights, and a lot of other things that affect women's health and overall well-being. So what I would say is that, and they're talking about this issue of submission in the home, I think in a normal marriage where things work, it shouldn't be an issue. Who cares about who leads or who doesn't lead? I think it's only when bitterness, anger, and a lot of other things set in into a relationship that people start saying, yeah, you are the head, I'm the head, and all that. Especially in terms of economic power. If a woman is the one who provides virtually everything in the home, and please, nobody should say it's not possible.
Mm-hmm. It's happening.
We have women, you know, who, you know, but at a point, it is, you know, frustration will set in for the woman too. And she may feel like being used, that, okay, I'm the one, I pay the children's school fees, I build the house, I maintain it, I maintain all the cars and whatever. And the man still wants to flex muscles as the, you know, as the head.
He something has to submit to.
Who, the man?
Yes.
No.
Yes, something will give.
All right.
So
instead of people just saying there at the head, I'm talk to your bitch as the husband, make your wife too happy, you know, as the wife. Yeah. And for women who think that they don't need men, it's not true.
It's not even possible.
Even when you're financially capable, you still need somebody of, for whatever reason.
Yes. Mm.
Just like men cannot stay without women.
So yes.
The essence is that let's work together.
That's right.
As men and women, mm-hmm. whether in the society, whether at home, mm-hmm. in, you know, play your role.
Yeah.
Let the person pray, you know, and then pray to be better for it.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you so, so much.
Wow, wow, wow.
I remember saying this earlier that, I mean, we still have to recognize the fact that the men are in the society, we women are also in the society, and we both need each other.
Yep.
We can, I mean, I still mentioned that she went to make sure she saw the men in that, the leader, so to speak, or the men in that area.
Mm.
She had to pay homage to them. She had to humble herself to them because she recognized that there are men in that society who were in court leading at the time, or who are seen as the elders, so to speak, in that vicinity.
Mm.
You know, we should respect that. Okay, there's the men in the society. Men should also respect that there are women in the society and treat each other as equals, as human beings first. I think we talked about this thing yesterday that I think where this all comes, where this whole conflict or this misunderstanding comes from is when we have this thought in our minds, well, I'm the man, this is what I'm supposed to do, I'm the woman, this is what I'm supposed to do. Even though we have that, we should first see ourselves as human beings.
All right.
As individuals.
That's right. I mean, well said. There are a lot of messages going on here on Facebook that we need to take, and our time is fast spent. We're wrapping up right now. Oladele Talabi says, "What's up, Lagos? I don't really have issues with names. If I even mind bearing her father's name, I don't mind it. Okay, bearing her father's name. The Bible says a man leaves a father and a mother to be with the husband. But Collins, saying that who pays the saying that who pays the piper to take the tune? Most women would say, you are a man, you should fend for yourself." So, which is a fact. Women even have the mindset that men should be ahead, men should lead, and that could be a problem in its own. Quickly, another one here says, Criso Logos Godwin says, "Good morning, Teke. I'm confused with the way men are talking, taking this issue. Women are not other men. Even the Bible tells us that God said, I will make him a helpmate that is suitable. Suitable for him. So naturally, women are more than men, but God wants them to make a man suitable." Okay. A lot of messages on Facebook. I can't wait, but we need to go on a break now. And I think maybe we'll have a part two of this tomorrow, or maybe, just maybe, so we can have more contributions and take more of your messages, because Power Solutions are around the corner.
All right. Thank you. We'll be going back on the short break. I mean, we'll be going on a short break at the moment. Just stay with us.